Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Donald and Tanya. Before we start the show, just want to praise and worship God. We're just going to play a song. But as we pray, as we play the song, we just ask everyone that's listening, everyone that's online to get in the spirit, touch God, pray, use this time to worship God. This song is called "I See Jesus."
I sent him everywhere. I see the feet, weeping as he died. Hallelujah! To the Lamb upon the throne. I see Jesus, he died on the cross. I see his hands. I'm standing everywhere. I see the sea. He speaks again. Hallelujah. To the Lamb upon the cross. Hey. I see Jesus. He died on the cross. I see his angels. I'm standing everywhere. I see the Spirit.
Oh,
Jesus on the throne. That's what the song was basically saying. It's just a worship song. So I just praise God tonight. Me and Tanya, we'll be your hosts for tonight.
Amen.
And I just thank God for giving us the opportunity to be here once again with the people of God, and just to come here and share something and commune with you guys and commune with the Holy Spirit as well. Tonight, I just want to talk about something that's that was on my mind this week, just regarding, you know, sometimes we have bitterness. We can build bitterness towards God. And a lot of time is based on, you know, decisions or mistakes that we have made in our past. And it comes back. And now we're paying for the consequences, and we're praying to God, and you know, we asking and waiting, when are we gonna get out of this you know, dilemma that we're in? So tonight I just wanted to talk about, you know, our choices, our sins, and just the consequences of them. And so we all have our own personal journey, our own personal testimony of things that we're going through, and we're probably still reaping some things that we have, choices that we made in the past. I know from the Bible we have plenty of examples of that, and one would probably be David. That's probably the most, because his life was so detailed. But I know with David, we could pick one example with when he made the mistake and the sin with Bathsheba. And now he was a king that he had multiple wives. All, you know, he had so many wives. And Uriah was a servant of his, a soldier in his army. And he ended up sleeping with Uriah's wife. And Uriah just had just the one wife, and, you know, end up getting her pregnant. And, you know, most of you guys, you know the story. He ended up getting her pregnant, and he also had Uriah killed. Now there came a time, just fast forward, there came a time where, you know, Nathan the prophet presented it to him, presented it to David through a parable. just to let him know that, you know, this is the sin that he had done against God. And also, he also let him know that this is the repercussion of those sins, of those choices that he made. Now, David was a child of God, and he repented. He asked God for forgiveness, and God forgave him. But he still had to deal with the repercussions, and it seems like he dealt with the consequences of those choices until he died. So we know, like, Nathan had told him that, you know, because of those sins, that, you know, trouble will come from his household, and also the child would die, and which happened. And they had, David was even praying and fasting for the child to make it, and the child ended up dying. And also, if we go and if we continue on in David's life, and we see the things that happened with his kids, with one of his sons raping their daughter, and the other son killing the one that raped his daughter, and also the rebellion from his kids that try to take over the throne. So David had to deal with a lot of repercussions because of the choices that he made. And so these are the things I just want to talk about today, because what I've seen is a lot of people, we become, there's a certain time that we become bitter with God with some decisions that we make, and we're dealing with the repercussion. We're dealing with the consequences of those choices. And sometimes, even if we repent, we change, and we're on the right path, but we're still dealing with those things that we have done in the past. And sometimes we tend to blame it on God. We tend to expect God to remove these things from our lives. And don't get me wrong, God will give us the grace to go through a lot of the things that we're going through. God do forgive, you know, and
it doesn't excuse the consequences.
Yeah, it doesn't. A lot of times it doesn't remove the consequences that we have to face. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I learned from just studying David is, even dealing with the consequences, he dealt with them like a man. Like, I never seen at one point where he blamed God. He cried out to God for certain things. But he never once blamed God for what he was going through because of his own choices. He handled it with grace. You know, he dealt with the punishment that was given to him. And, you know, so those are the key things that I wanna point out, that as we going through these situations, in due time, God is giving us the grace to go through these things. He will give us the grace. He will allow us to overcome them in due time. But we do have to deal with these things. We do have to deal with these mistakes that we've made head on. It's not like he's going to erase them. In Galatians 6, it says, God is not mocked. You know, God is not mocked. For whatever we sow, you know, we shall reap. You know, so the deeds, everything, that the choices that we make and the things that we are doing, we reap good and we reap bad. So I just was thinking about that. Just been thinking about that lately, because I just been seeing different situations where, you know, people just pointing at God. But while they're in the midst of the sin, they're pointing at God. And it's like, we have to get our life in order. We have to get the things that we're messing up on, we have to get them right. You know, we have to start doing like from our past, from our mistakes, from our choices. We have to learn. We have to learn to make better choices from now on. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm pointing at is just the choices that we make, the wisdom that we're gaining from these things, that in the future that we make better choices we learn from these mistakes. And just like David, he learned from those mistakes. He got better. And but he still had to deal with these things, you know. And I had to deal with these things in my own personal life. There's plenty of mistakes that I've made, bad choices that I've made that I'm still dealing with. Even though, yes, I've changed my life. I've given my life to God. God have worked wonderfully in my life and big in my life. But at the same time, there's still those old choices that I'm still dealing with the consequences. And I know in one major thing, of course, that happened in my life, and of course, I've spoken countless time about this, but one of the major thing is when you know, when I was dealing with the prison situation, the thing is, I committed the crimes and everything like that. This was in 2010. And I changed my life, I would say, the end of 2011 going on 2012. And I started walking a new path. I started following God. I gave my life to God, and I changed. But in 2014, that's when they came and arrested me, and, you know, everything just went downhill. And in the moment when I was locked up in the cell the first night, you know, I was crying out to God, and I was like, God, what happened? I said, what happened? I changed my life. I'm serving you now. How come you let this happen to me? Why you didn't let this happen while I was in the streets, while I was doing what I was doing? Why you didn't let them come and arrest me at that moment? Why did you wait? Why did you allow it to happen when I changed my life to follow you? You know, and I never received like a direct answer from God, but what happened is I just had to face it. It's like something is, I don't know if the Holy Spirit, where it just spoke to me directly, where it just like, I couldn't blame anybody for my mistakes. I couldn't point no fingers. I had to look in the mirror and just own it. I had to own it. And that was probably one of the first times in my life that I took full responsibility for my choices, for my mistakes that I've made. And I said that the hand that I'm dealt right now, it's not because of God. It's not because of anyone else. It's because of the choices that Donald made. And I had to deal with it. And to this day, I'm still dealing with it. And it's getting better. Every day, God is giving me grace to go through this matter and eliminate some things. It's like I'm little by little, I'm getting over the hill. But at that moment, it was such a big mountain that was in front of me, and I wanted to blame God. I wanted to blame different people, but at that moment, I had to face it and said, man, I'm here because of me. And even while I was doing the time, and you know, I kept on expecting God to get me out of here early. So take me out of this. I'm serving you now, you know, get me out of the prison early, you know, before the time is meant for me to get out. And it never happened. It never happened. So, but what it taught me that, man, the choices that I make, the choices that we make, they carry these consequences that even if you do change, even if you do repent, they still follow you and you still have to deal with them. So in the future, it helps me to make better decisions. This helps me to be wiser with the choices that I make, to rely on God and not rely on my own understanding, not rely on my own wisdom of making these choices, making these decisions. There's many of us, even if you didn't personally make bad choices in your life, you're reaping the consequences, or you're reaping the life that people before you have made. Whether it was your parents, whether it was other people that put you in certain positions, you're in certain positions because of people even before you that have made choices, that have, you know, whatever they did in your life, because you're connected with them, now you're dealing with the consequences of those. So it's even bigger than us, that our kids will deal with the choices that we make right now. Mm-hmm. They all affected. People around us are affected by our choices, by our decisions that we make. And that was another big thing that I've learned while I was dealing with my situation. That was probably the first time that so many people around me was affected by my decision, by my choices, the poor choices that I made. So many people were touched. And that was the first time that I was able to see that so many people were hurt by my own actions, my decisions. You know, I've seen so many people cry, so many tears from my mother, from my wife, from, you know, my siblings, from them coming to visit me, the different, you know, the different efforts that were made. So that taught me a valuable lesson about, you know, the power that we have, which is the will, our will to choose, our options. You know, God gave us the power to choose right from wrong, just like he told the children of Israel. He said, I'm giving you a choice. You could either choose life or choose death. And he gave them the rundown. He said, if you choose life, these are the benefits that will come. These are the rewards that will come. And if you choose death, these are the things that will come with it. So every day when we're making choices, we're choosing either between life or death. You know, we're choosing because if you're choosing something with your flesh, that's to the flesh that you're choosing with. You're not choosing with the spirit. When it's through the spirit, when it's God being directing you, that's life. You're choosing it from the spirit. So I've learned that these choices that we make, these choices that we have, are so powerful. You can even look through your own life. Mm-hmm. You can trace your own life. And you can see, we're not just talking about bad decisions. We talk about good decisions. So, you know, somebody might be like, you know, I haven't made that much bad decisions. I haven't, you know, I can't really recall a bad decision that I made that still affect me. But even the good decision that you have made, might have made, and you see how it propelled you in life, how far it has taken you. We can all sit back and think and trace our different choices or different decisions that we made, and you see the lineage of how far it bring you. You see the mistake, and you see like, man, if I didn't make this mistake, you know, this wouldn't be the result, you know. Or you can see the good. You say, man, because I made this choice, I sacrificed this, I did that. Look at the fruit that it bear. So I just want to emphasize tonight about the power that we have to dictate our life, dictate our destiny. And that is the power of choice. That is the power of the decisions that we make. So we shouldn't go walking this world all willy-nilly and not taking in consideration this power that God has given us, because it's a tremendous power, you know, and it's a power that could work in a negative sense and positive. The negative is what I want us to eliminate out of our life, because that is such a burden that we continue to carry, even though we're with God, even though he's given us the grace, even though we're on his side, even though we have the Holy Spirit in us. But those consequences, those things, we still have to deal with them. You know, we still have to pay it back. We still are reaping these things, these decisions that we have made. So, you know, for some reason, that's just been on my heart that, you know, as we mature, as we're every day we're maturing and becoming older Christians. We're not baby Christians. We don't stay as baby Christians. So we must take accountability for the choices that we are making. We must take accountability for the failures that we had in life, you know. And I've seen that it is so hard. It is so hard for us to take accountability. It is so hard for us to look in the mirror and say, man, this is my fault. This is on me. It's so hard. That's probably one of the hardest things that I've seen grown people, grown men and women, that they fail to take responsibility or accountability for where life has taken them. We have a propensity to continue to point fingers, to blame somebody else for what happened to them, for where you at, what life has done to you. You blame someone else. We can only blame ourselves. Yeah. There's some things in our life that we cannot control, but one thing we do control is our choice. The circumstances that we face, we don't control those things, but we have a choice to how we react to these things that are brought up in front of us. And those choices, they have such a big baggage. It's just like the verse says, it's like what you sow, that's what you reap. And what we're sowing, the seeds that we're planting, they will become big trees with that bearing fruit, you know. And, you know, it's just it's a warning to my brothers and sisters, you know. And we all have these fruits that we're bearing. We all have these things that we're dealing with. So I just want to bring it to our attention that going forward, let's be wiser. Let's be wiser, kids, kingdom children of God. Let's be wiser. Let's not make the same mm-hmm. mistakes that you know, we were making, you know, back in the days. There's a proverb that says, you know, if you keep doing the same thing that you were doing before, it's like a dog that's just returning to his vomit. So we got to be wise. We got to be wise. We got to learn from our mistakes, learn from the consequences that we're dealing with. And then, therefore, we provide wisdom for the next generation, for other people that you see that's making those same, you know, stupid decisions that we have made. We're supposed to provide the wisdom for them, the lesson for them, and let them know that we're the example. And say, no, you don't want to go that way. You don't want to do this because this is what happened. This is what happened. This is what you will deal with. So, you know, like I said, this has just been on my heart for, you know, just all week. And I just wanted to touch on it. Just wanted to touch on it for us to just become wiser in our decision. You know, because just like how I'm talking about the negative side of the seeds that we're planting and reaping the negative harvest. But here's the key. Here's the big thing is it's the same way with the good seeds that we plant. So if we focus on planting good seeds, because I already know about the negative. I already deal with the negative things of my choices, of my decisions, of the seeds that I plant. I deal with it. I face it every day. So therefore, I know, okay, if I plant the good seeds right now, if I do the right thing, the correct thing that I know to do, then I will reap the harvest of the good things as well. So it says, don't get, you know, don't get tired of doing good, because in due season, you will reap, you know, in due season. So don't feel like, man, you know, I've been doing good. I've been planting my good seeds. I've been making my right choices, but I don't see the fruit. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it, because it says in due seasons, you will reap. You will reap.
I think you've said it all.
No, I didn't say it all. You got some things to say.
No, I just wanted to add. I mean, it's such a great topic tonight, and like you said, and I love the verse that you read in Galatians 6, verse 7 through 9, when it says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but from the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life." So again, this is such a great topic, because I do believe, like you said, you know, whatever we do, there's a consequence for it, even though God forgives us, but we might still pay for the, for what we did. And I love when you were transparent about, you know, when you mentioned about when you went to jail, how that affected the whole family.
Yeah.
So again, God was gracious. And I know by you going through that, and I know with this verse, Romans 8, verse 28, all things work together for good to those who love God. And, you know, I'm happy the fact that when you came home and I did see a different man, and I know God did it for a reason,
mm-hmm.
but that did not stop, you know, us from going, you know, from feeling what
yeah.
was really, you know, the aftermath of everything. It took some time. It was a big transition.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big transition for me. And you know, I went through a lot by you not being home. And again, this is what we talked about, you know, what we're talking about tonight. Your choices, your negative choices have consequences.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I know it's not easy, but by having the Holy Spirit, I just wanted to add that, you know, by having the Holy Spirit, sometimes it'll stop us from making certain decisions.
Yeah.
You know, if you know you have, you're going to do something, you feel that little thing inside, that little guilt. And I felt it too. I'm like, you know what? I don't think God want me to say this. I don't think God want me to do this. Because, you know, we all have that little thing inside, that little conscience. If you do have the Holy Spirit, you know when you go on the right path, you know when you're going on the wrong path.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to add, you know, with everything we're saying, I wanted to read 1 John 1, verse 9. It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So I just wanted to encourage you tonight. I mean, again, we sinners, we are striving every day to become more holy, to become more like God, because that's what the Bible says. So, you know, mistakes going to happen. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, our job as Christian is to try not to repeat those same mistakes, because
mm-hmm.
we know for the wages of sins is death. So we just have to try. I mean, it's a daily work, man. It's a daily work. It's dying to self daily. That's why I love that verse, dying to self daily. It's just coming up and just giving it all to God, your decisions, your will, everything. Just submit everything to him. So, yes, if you've lived in a life of sin, if you've made bad choices, you just keep it moving and then just keep asking God for forgiveness. And I also wanted to read this verse. It says in Hebrews 12, verse 7, it says, it is for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? So if you're going through something, you know, you've done something, just like as a father that discipline, just know God does the same. That's our dad. So he disciplines us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for our good, because he doesn't want us to just live in sin. So if you're paying the price right now, it's really for our own good.
Yeah. And a lot of times, sometimes I don't even like to say, you know, it's like God is punishing
us. Yes.
Because it's like a law that's already set in motion. It's just the seeds that you already planted. Just like you said, it's just a law of the results of the things, the choices that you've made. It's already there. It's already in motion. It's just like gravity. I don't care how much of a Christian that I am, just like Jesus knew when the devil was trying to make him jump off the cliff, you know, it doesn't matter if you save, if I'm jumping off the law of gravity, I'm going to go down. I'm going to die. It doesn't matter if I'm a Christian. That's just the law. And it's sort of the law is in place. Like when we make these choices and we make these decisions, that these are the things that we are reaping. You know, we're making poor choices. We're making poor decisions, and we're going to reap a poor harvest, you know. And it's just like you said, it's not like, oh man, we're never going to make another poor decision. We're never going to make a mistake,
no.
But it's just that we are wiser now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just trying to eliminate it, because my thing is, you don't want this. You don't want to keep dealing with these traumas and building these. It's like a debt that you got to pay. You don't want to keep owing like so many months, like you keep getting further and further by these poor decisions and by these poor harvests that you are reaping. And you don't want to keep doing that. You don't want to, because it takes so much out of you. It takes so much out of you if you're trying to go down the right path, but you're still dealing with all these consequences. You're adding burden to your own life.
And you're grieving the Holy Spirit too. So that's
yeah.
another thing. And one thing I've realized, when you, you know, let's say you commit a sin and then, you know, oh, God, forgive me. And then you go ahead and do it again. eventually, because the Holy Spirit does not stay where's darkness. So eventually that Holy Spirit will go. You will not feel it no more. That's why there's a lot of Christians that fall into sin and they become blind to their sins. They become like you know, just like a pig just rolling in the mud, and then they don't even know if they're dirty. And keep in mind, those were like Christians following God and doing everything. But the fact that you're grieving the Holy Spirit by keep repeating the same sins over and over. And it's like now the Holy Spirit just flee from you. Because like I said, the Holy Spirit will not stay where there is darkness, where there is mess, where there is dirt. So you got to make sure that you have that little, and that little still voice you feel, that's the Holy Spirit. When you know you're going to do something that's not according to God, or when you ask, you're trying to ask God a question about a certain decision, and you have that gut feeling, that's the Holy Spirit trying to tell you, I don't think that's the right decision. So, and another thing I've realized, the moment you start sinning and you keep living in, you farther away from God, so you cannot hear his voice. So when you are praying, there are certain things you might ask him, you're not going to be able to hear his voice. And again, where there's light, darkness cannot stay.
Yeah, and just to end on this key, like I said before, because, you know, we talking about just the negative choices mostly. But it works the same way. And I just want to reiterate that it works the same way with our good choices, our good seeds that we planted.
And you see the fruit.
Yeah, like I've seen it. Like, throughout my life, I planted a lot of bad seeds and I made a lot of wrong choices, and I'm dealing with different consequences. But at a certain point, I turned and I started to make better choices. I started to rely on the Holy Spirit really to help me with my choices, because Donald Flesh is going to make the same stupid choices that he's made in the past. But when I rely on the Holy Spirit, when I rely on God, there's a lot of things. What I've come to realize is Donald doesn't know like he thinks he does. And I've relied less on myself. I've become like a baby to God and to the Holy Spirit. So even it could be something as simple, and somebody say, man, you got to ask for that. I ask God on a daily basis for different things, about making choices and to help me with it. And I rely on him and I wait for him to confirm, to make sure that I'm making the right decision, because I've been hurt so much by my own choices and my own decisions that I'm so scared, you know, now to make certain moves without the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So I need the Holy Spirit, and I've been making better choices. I've seen, like, even through my mistake and even through my wrong choices, God still gave me grace. And just one grace was just allowing me to keep my family through the wrong choices that I made, because I wouldn't even be upset if my family had broke up, if it fell apart. There's no way I could have blamed God. It was because of my own choices. Now, but through God's grace, he kept it together. He kept everything together, and he kept my wife. He just kept everything together. And
that's what I was going to add.
Yeah.
God is such a compassionate
God. He's still merciful.
He's so merciful. Like, where if you do something and men ready to count you off and like, oh, that's it. Oh, you this, you that. I don't want to partake with you anymore. I don't want to fellowship with you. And what I love about my father is no matter how many times, and I just want to encourage you guys tonight, because I know sometimes certain people, if they commit a sin or something, they feel so ashamed and dirty that they're scared to go to God. No, God is waiting for you, son. God is waiting. Is he saying, my sons, my daughters, I'm waiting for you. I've forgiven you. So I highly encourage you, if you've committed a sin in the past and you repent, please forgive yourself, because God has already forgiven you. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself, because God has already forgiven you. Because I know sometimes shame will just keep you away from God. You're like, man, I've done so much, I don't want to turn back. No, my father is so merciful, so great, so graceful. Like, he's ready to just, with arms wide open, just to take you back. And that's what I love about him. Can you imagine the things when we do to men and they just give up on us? Not God. He doesn't give up on us. You know, we can sin like as many times, and he's still like, no, I'm just waiting for you to repent and come back home. I'm just waiting for you. And we see it throughout David's life. Yes, David did pay for the consequences, but God did not count him out and said, you're done, that's it.
And he never stopped coming to God.
Coming to God,
and,
exactly.
And repenting.
Repent, yeah.
And,
he had a repentant heart.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, just to use David as an example, because just like it says, like God said, man, this was a guy that's after my heart, you know. And just to see, like, how many mistakes David made. David was human. David was human, and it's so cool to explore his life, because there's so many details. It has the good, the ups and the downs of his life, of his mistakes, but also of his repentance and of his heart for real, and how he kept on coming to God and say, "Man, I messed up. You know, please forgive me." And
that's what I love about his character.
Yeah,
he's always, you know, he had a repentant heart.
Yeah, and God did forgive him. Now, even though he did have to deal with those consequences, but God forgave him. God forgave him, and he was still one of the greatest kings, you know, in that time in the Bible. So, you know, I just wanted to touch on that today, and you know, I just hope it somebody can relate to it, and just know that hey, your mistakes, your flaws, we all human, we all flawed. But they are forgiven by our Father. They are forgiven by our Father, even though that we are dealing with some of the consequences of those mistakes. But, you know, we might not be able to erase those consequences. But one thing that we are able to do is pass the wisdom on to the next one that's in that position. Because there's always somebody that's waiting to hear wisdom. You know, where somebody was probably not there to give me the wisdom at that moment. But now that I know better, now that I'm dealing with the certain consequences, I'm able to tell another young man about, yo, you don't want to go that route. You don't want to deal with this. You know, you don't want to face these consequences, these choices that you're making. You might feel like you're at a young age and, you know, you're just living life. But these things will come back and haunt you. So I might not be able to, you know, erase these consequences for me, but I can help prevent somebody else from going that same route. And that's one thing we can do with our mistakes, with our the bad choices that we made and that we're still dealing with, that we're able to provide somebody else with wisdom that is going that same direction. And I believe when you do that, that God will bless you. I know that God will bless you for saving somebody from going that same direction. You know, saving somebody from making the same choices that you made, that you know the results of these choices. So you have a better understanding than anybody else of going that route. So, you know, like I said, I just wanted to touch on these things today, and I pray that it helps someone that's listening tonight. Let me give out the number. The number to call and listen in is 319-527-6027, 319-527-6027. And if you wish to call in for prayer or talk or whatever's on your mind, just press 1, and then we'll be able to see your hands up, and we'll be able to select you and hear what you got to say, hear what's on your mind, or if you want prayer, and then we can go ahead and do it. So, like as always, we do invite, of course, the Holy Spirit. We already invited him at the beginning, but I just want to reiterate, you know, the Holy Spirit is welcome in this show tonight. You know, we just ask God to have his way, you know, to touch each and everyone that's on the line, everyone that's listening, that's hearing my voice, that we just ask God to touch them, Lord Jesus, in their lives, to heal their pain, heal their burden, whatever that anyone might be dealing with. Father God, we ask you to comfort them in their situation. There's some of us that are dealing with consequences of our choices, and it's hard. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to give us comfort, give us comfort as we try to make it every day, as we try to battle, as we try to overcome different things that we're dealing with, Father God. We just ask you to overshadow us, to comfort us, Lord Jesus, on this road. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, I'll take the first call right here. We have 719-209. Who are we speaking with tonight, and where are you calling from?
My name is Ashley, and I'm calling from Colorado.
All right. How you doing, Ashley, tonight?
I'm okay. How are you?
Nah, we're doing good. We're doing great. Is there anything you would like to say, or any prayer that you want us to pray for tonight?
Just pray for, I would like prayer for me and my husband. It's amazing how you told your story when some things that kind of unfolded today as to where, you know, there were some actions that was done and there were some consequences for the actions. And it's just like, I guess God has a way of working and speaking at the same time. And how do I put it? I guess basically I was in the same situation as far as your wife, you know, my husband was incarcerated, and it took a toll on me. And now it's like, I don't know if it's, you know, with him being incarcerated, it has caused a lot of mental issues with him. And so where it's caused a lot of arguments with us, where it's stemmed to the point where he's back in the same position that he was in. And now it's just like, I don't know what to do. And it's hard because you feel like you're going backwards and not forwards with the whole situation. And it's, how do I put it? I feel like there's a lot of things that he needs to know when it comes to God, and I can't be that one to make him see that. It's something that he has to see on his own, and he has to have a relationship with God on his own.
Yeah.
And I feel like that, you know, part of the, you know, consequences for his actions, this is, you know, what played out. Granted, I didn't want it to go this way, but sometimes things have to happen. But I want prayer for both of us, because I feel like this is something, I believe that God can do a work. I believe that God can change things. I believe that God can change the situation around. Like, there's nothing too hard for God to do, but it starts with us in order for that change to happen. God can't sit here and be like, okay, well, the situation is going to change if we don't take that first step and change ourselves. And, you know, God can do all that he can, but we have to make that choice to change, and that choice to, you know, put him first in all that we say and do. And I just really just want prayer for us, that God speak to him and minister to him where he's at right now.
Amen. Well, God can.
We heard testimony of that. So he definitely can change your situation, Ashley. And I've been through it as you were talking out, you know, and I know you said about change, and I remember when Donald was going through all of this, one of my prayers was I was always on my knees and just praying because I know I can't do the change for him. And then I was just praying for God to touch him. And that was way before he was incarcerated when we met. There were certain things that, you know, I feel like as a Christian woman, when I met him, we were not on the same level. And when I'm telling you, it was praying on my knees. Prayer on my knees because I know I couldn't do the change and I know the power of God. God can change people. And now just to see this prayer come to pass and after everything that has happened. So I know that, you know, we are a testimony that if he can do it for us, he can do it, definitely do it for you guys as well. You know, don't give up. Just keep praying for him and then keep praying for God to just touch him and touch his heart. And again, there were, like you said, I was like, man, I know I can do it. Only God could do it. It had to take that situation, to be honest with you, because I know all things work together for good to those who love God, though it took a toll on me, like you were saying. And I'm telling you, it took a toll on me. I even suffered from anxiety, bad anxiety with all this situation, because I was just left home, just got married, and then I was just with a one-year-old just trying to do everything by myself. And let me tell you, I knew with all this that happened, I was bitter, and I was asking God, I'm like, God, when he came home, I need you to do the work in me, because I don't want, when this man comes home, for me to just give him like a harder time, because I know he was going to need me throughout this transition. So I know it's not easy. I've been through it, but my prayer for you tonight is just for God to just change him, touch his heart, because if he did it for Donald, he can do it for your husband too, and then he can do it for you too, and for you to kind of like be more patient with him. I'm guessing, because I know I had to be patient with him, because I was just like, man, I've been through so much, you better get it together. I mean, God, and I'll go to God, I'm not going to tell him that, but I was going to God. I'm like, God, you see how much I've been through, I don't want to take more, you need to keep changing this man. I said, I'm not going to take it. So and I watched God do the work, you know, little by little. And then by me being patient, by me being on my knees, there's power in prayer, Ashley. There's power in prayer. When you come to God with all your heart and you just let it out, you surrender it, and you're like, God, this is the man that I want to be with, and I just need you to do the change because I know I can't do it. So I need you to come in and do the work in him. And then he'll do it. He'll do it.
Amen. And, I also back that up and say the same thing about taking it to God, and he does do the change. Mm-hmm. And one thing I've learned, because I used to, if we got in arguments or, you know, whatever, you know, I would say what was on my mind. Where I've changed now, and I sort of hold back, and I just wait when it's time for me to go pray, and I bring everything that she said and things I didn't like, and I bring it to God. And I say, God, you heard her, you heard what she said, and you heard this and that. And I express God my feelings and certain things I want him to change, and I bring it to him. And I've seen it myself where I've seen where her heart changes, and, you know, God just, he just put things in place. And but as you were speaking, there's just this verse that came to mind, and that's 1 Corinthians 7. And the main verse is 14, but I'll just go a little higher. Let me see. The rest speak, I'm not the Lord. If any brother has a wife. All right, I'll start from 12. It says, but to the rest speak I, not the Lord. If any brother, this is Paul that's speaking, if any brother has a wife that believes not, and she is pleased to dwell with him, let him not put her away. And the woman which has a husband and believeth not, and if he be pleased to dwell with her, let her not leave him. For, and this is the part I just want you to get, is verse 14, where it says, for the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Else were your children unclean, but now are they holy. What that verse is basically indicating is just by, now one person might not be totally on the same page, but if one of you guys, if you're the one that's sanctified, if you're the one that's with God, just by you being following God, being under God headship, that whole household is sanctified. That whole household is holy, including your kids, including your children, including your husband. Even though he might not be acting sanctified, he might not be acting holy, but because of you, because of your prayers, because of you going to God, because of you knocking on the door, he is holy. As long as he is still in that house, he's still with you at the particular moment, he is holy. And don't let the devil speak to you and, you know, tell you that he's not, and tell you that he's this and he's that, or he's trash, or he's whatever. He's still God's child, just like you're still God's child. And there's time that my wife had to, you know, my wife was already on the path of praying to God and worship, and she covered me with her prayer, you know, until I got it, until it clicked for me. You know, her prayers, it covered me, just like a parent that's praying for their kids. Their kids might not be holy. Their kids might not see in the way, but because they are my kids and they're under my covering, they are holy. They are protected, you know. So I just want to, there's power in you, that Holy Spirit that dwells in you, that is power. And don't let the devil tell you lies and try to hurt you and hurt your faith and quench your basically discourage you. Don't. I know it's hard, and I know every day dealing with the circumstances, dealing with different arguments, you will feel like, man, I'm not making any headway. There's nothing that's going. I'm moving backwards. God, what happened? I wanted this person to come out. Now he's out. But what is going on? It's not working the way that I dreamt about, the things that I've seen. But keep praying. Don't stop. Don't stop, because there's power. Just like we said, there is power in prayer. God sees, God hears, God is working. But there's something in us is a will or choices. Just like we spoke earlier, God is a struggle. It's a fight. So God is working. God is doing the work, but it's a fight. So we come tonight and we're praying. We're praying for the whole household. We're praying for Ashley, Lord. You hear her prayer. You already know what's going on in the household. You know what's going on in her husband. Father God, right now we ask you to touch his heart, because there's certain things that we can't say to him. There's certain things, words, our words cannot connect with him. But Father God, there's something about the Holy Spirit when it touches someone's heart that breaks them down, that makes them have a contrite heart. Let him see his ways. Let him see his choices. Let him see his decision that he is making right now as we speak, to show him the consequences of those choices, the consequences of there is a chance that he might lose this loving family that you have given him. Show him, Father God, without even Ashley saying a word, without Ashley even presenting anything to him, saying anything. But you speak, Father God. You speak through the Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, in him. Show him, Father God. The same way that you showed me, the same way that you touched my heart, the same way that you changed me. So I know that if you can change me from who I was and the way that I was, the way that I thought, the spirits that was in me, if you were able to take those things out, if you were able to remove those, who am I? So I know that there's nothing that is too hard you can do in this situation. I know this is a piece of cake that you can do, where you can make him the powerful man that you had destined him to be, Father God. So we pray. We don't pray just to pray. We believe that a work is happening, a work is being done, a work is going on. And let Ashley begin to see the fruits of her choices, the fruits of her prayers, the fruits of her faith, the fruits of her staying and sticking around and believing in this gentleman that you have put in her life. Father God, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I pray for restoration in Jesus' name. Restoration, newness, renewed mind, renewed spirit in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Ashley. Anything else you would like to add tonight?
No, just one in prayer.
All right. All right. Well, you have a good night, and just like we say, man, just continue to just believe what God has told you. Just hold on to those things, because I know the devil will continue to speak, will continue, but we cast down any imaginations, any thoughts that's not of God.
Amen.
Any evil thoughts that's not of God, we cast them down right now. We take them captive in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
All right, Ashley, you have a good night.
You have a great night, Ashley. We'll keep praying for you. We'll continue praying for you.
Amen.
I'm sorry, say that again.
No, I said we'll continue praying for you, and hopefully one of these days you call us with a great testimony.
Amen.
We believe in God,
yes,
for that. Amen.
Amen. All right.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we're going to move on. Let me just give out the number once again. It's 319-527-6027. 319-527-6027. And press 1 if you would like to, you know, ask for prayer. If you want to pray for us, if you want to pray for anybody else on the line, whatever that you want to do, if you want to talk about something, whatever. Just press 1 and we'll be able to see your hands and we'll click on you and then the floor will be yours. So we'll move on to the next call, the 251-342. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Latrice from Alabama.
How you doing,
Latrice?
It is well. How are you guys?
No, we're doing great. We're doing great. God is good, man.
Amen.
Yeah. Anything on your heart tonight, Latrice?
I'm requesting prayer for some unspoken prayer requests that I have. And I'm believing that God will do those things for me.
Amen. Okay. All right, well, we got to touch and agree with you. Heavenly Father, we come in tonight, Lord Jesus, and we touch and agree with Latrice regarding some prayers that she's been praying for and believing for it to be done. So, dear God, we ask you to move in that situation. Matter of fact, we already know that you are moving as we speak. We already know the answer has already been sent. Even though we have opposing forces that's fighting the delivery, but we come against those forces. We come against any demonic forces that's holding up the answer to her prayers, Father God. We stand against them right now in Jesus' name, Father God, and we press against them that she may receive the gifts, the answers to the prayers that she's waiting for, that she's believing for, that we already know in the spiritual realm, it's already done. It's already signed, sealed, and delivered, Father God. But we're praying against whatever is the holdup, whatever is the hindrance, Lord Jesus, we cancel it right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
You're more than welcome. You all have an excellent night.
All right. You
thank
do the same, Latrice.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Amen. All right. We got to move on to, we got 305-972. Who are we speaking with tonight and where are you calling from?
This is Rona from Miami, Florida.
Hey, how you doing, Rona?
Hi, Rona.
Good. I love your show. Keep up the
good. Is this Rona? Rona.
Rona.
Yeah, Rona. Charlene's sister.
Oh, okay. Hey, what's going on?
This is my second time tuning in.
Ah, okay.
Well,
definitely love what you guys are doing. Keep it up. Love the show.
Thank you, Rona.
Man. Thank you.
Well, you online, man. Is there anything you want prayer for? Anything that's on your heart? You know, you want to share?
Yeah. I need prayers for two things. One for divine reversal for an unjust situation that, you know, happened to me. So I've been praying to God for divine reversal for that. And second, I do have a friend that was kind of going in the same situation that you're going through, just kind of backing, you know, going to church, doing what they need to do, but it seems like the world is starting to attract them.
So prayer for
them that, you know, God opens their eyes and unhardens their heart, remove that scale.
Okay.
Yeah. They can, you know, walk on a path of righteousness.
Okay. All right. No problem. And the first thing you were saying is, you said injustice, right?
Injustice, yeah. An unjust situation. So some, how can I put it? So something happened, but it was misinterpreted. So I was dealt with unjustly. There you go.
Okay. Mm. Okay. So you basically were just praying for, all right, let me get with it. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, and we bring your daughter Rona to you, Father God. We bring her with the situation, the unjust situation that happened, or the misinterpretation that she wasn't at fault for. So whatever the case is, and apparently, of course, it seems there's hurt that's that transpired through that situation. But Father God, we know that you're the God of restoration. You're the God of cleaning things up and, you know, just putting things back in order. So we just present this to you, Father God, that you changed the situation, even without her putting her input, even without her knocking on the door and trying to explain herself anymore. She's already presented her case. She's already explained herself. But Father God, we ask you to fix the situation, because you see her heart, and that it's bothering her, and she would like to correct this situation and get it back in place. So Father God, we bring it to you, and we ask you, Lord Jesus, to do the work and give her the desire of her heart, Father God. We also come in for regarding her friend. That seems like that they want to backtrack. It seems like the world is bringing them back and attracting them and removing them. And we know that basically that is the devil that's giving them the allure, making them feel like, you know, the world is where everything is at. And we all sometimes we lose hope, we lose our faith, and we are asking you, Lord Jesus, to remove the scale that's on the person's eyes. Show them the real, show them the reality, show them the like we spoke about earlier, show them the consequences of their choices, of them making that decision to forsake you and to go to the world. Show them the emptiness of the world. Show them that this world there's nothing that is lasting. Show them that there's no treasure. There is no treasure. There's no reason for us to put up any treasure in this world, because everything will go up in smoke. Everything will be will spoil. Father God, show them that the just like you showed Solomon in Ecclesiastes, that everything is vanity. Everything is vanity in this world, Father God. We ask you to present this to them, touch their heart, Father God, and give Rona the words to say to the person. Give Rona the words to touch this person's heart as she speaks to them, because she might not know the right things to say, or the person is done hearing anything. So we ask to soften this person's heart and allow them to receive the words that Rona would like to pass through, and the words that you want to say. Just speak to her with the Holy Spirit, so she can say the right things and touch the person's heart. Because sometimes all it takes is just that one conversation. All it takes is just that word, one word. And the Bible says there's power and there's life and death in the power of the tongue. So I just ask God to give Rona the right things to say. Because I believe just the right word, just the right conversation can change this young person's path. Just like that person heard, they heard certain things, they seen certain things that has bring them back and pushed them back from God and bring them back into the world. And just like the devil has spoken some things in this person's life and has confused this person and bring them back into the world and is bringing them back into the world. But I believe that God's word is more strong. God's word is more powerful. So just that one word, but once it comes from the Holy Spirit, just that one word can change the trajectory of this person's life. So I believe that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, guys. You guys are every Saturday, right?
Not every Saturday, but, you know, we trying.
Yeah.
One of these days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It just so happens if I'm on Facebook and it pops up, I'm like, oh, let me call in and listen. Okay.
Amen.
Perfect.
Amen.
All right. Amen, guys. Have a good night. Be blessed.
All right. You too, Rona.
You too, Rona. We'll be praying
for
you.
Bye.
Thank you, hon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Amen. Man, that's a good friend of ours, Rona, calling in. So that's just a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll move on. We'll move on to the next caller. Once again, anybody want to call in for prayer, man, we here for you. 319-527-6027. And just whatever's on your heart, whatever you want to talk about, you can do so and present it. And we will talk about it. We'll pray about it. And, you know, that's what we're here for. So let me move on to the next caller, the 205-531. Who are we speaking with tonight and where are you calling from?
Julia May from Alabama.
Julia May?
Yes.
All right. How you doing, Julia May? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. Anything on your mind, your heart tonight? Anything you'd like to talk about or anything any prayer request that you have?
Just continue praying for my daughter. She's going to have a minor surgery Monday. They're going to remove the pig feeding tube. So she had the COVID and she ended up with the tube and she has the tray. And so I'm praying for her and also other COVID patient.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So you say for your daughter, and you said she right now she's dealing with the COVID, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. But in August, but she had a severe case because she ended up on the ventilator, and she had double pneumonia, and her oxygen was like 30%. They really gave up. They said want a good chance, and the doctor was saying he didn't know how she was walking no more than well function no more than walking because the 30% oxygen, he just didn't see it. And so she ended up aspirating. They had to do an emergency trach and then had to do the pig line. So she's been in and out of the hospital. And since then, she's been doing, God been blessing and healing her. She's been on twice. Not even with her trach. Excuse me, she has a story. They call it bad that they close the trach up so she can swallow and talk. But then,
okay.
So they're supposed to go in Monday and take that feeding line out of her stomach.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And do you mind telling us her name? What is her name?
Jennifer.
Okay, Jennifer. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let me pray. Let me start off. I just want to pray in the spirit for a second. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise your name. Worship you, Lord Jesus.
Touch her right now, Lord. Lord Jennifer, heal her, Father God.
Mimi. Yeah, M-I-M-I.
Okay. All right. How you doing tonight, Mimi?
I'm okay.
All right. Anything on your heart tonight? Anything on your mind?
Well, yeah. I would like prayer for some time praying, reading the Bible.
Okay.
My
No, go ahead.
Is I'm echoing?
Yeah, I think you got cut off on the first part. I think you said you needed prayer, and it got cut off a little bit. All right.
Because I have a hard time praying.
Okay.
Reading the Bible.
Okay.
And my sister passed a year ago in April, and
yes.
I'm still hurt from that, and I want peace. Pray for peace, and pray for my finances. I'm not motivated to do anything, go to work or do anything.
Okay.
Yeah. See, I'm kind of like her. I don't know when she passed, it went to me or what. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I have a hard time, you know, doing hygiene. I don't want to comb my hair, brush my teeth, or do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, right. What we do is just coming against that. You know, we all grieve differently, and when we have like an open wound like that, it's easy. That's when the different spirits they get in us, and what you're dealing with is just the spirit of the depression,
mm-hmm.
and it's making you not wanna, you know, it's making you not wanna do anything, you know. But tonight we come against that spirit of depression.
Amen.
We're speaking to that spirit of depression right now, and we speak to you to leave Mimi alone. Leave Mimi alone as we speak. We come in Jesus' name, to come against this spirit of depression right now. Right now. Leave Mimi alone. Leave Mimi alone right now. We come against it in Jesus' name. Father God, we come against the spirit. We ask you to restore your daughter. Restore your daughter right now as we speak, Father God, to touch her, Lord Jesus. Give her the heart. Give her the heart, the motivation to pray, Father God. Heal the wound that was left because of her passing, Father God. It's still there. It's still there, Mimi. Is still there, that wanting, that desire to serve God, that desire to pray. Don't let the devil tell you that you don't have the feeling, you don't want to serve God, you don't want to get up and brush your teeth, get up and look good, comb your hair, get up and you just do it. Don't wait for you to feel like doing it. Just do it. Just do it. Just get up and do it. Get up and brush your teeth. Get up and wash your hair. Get up and take a shower. Don't wait for you to feel it. You have the authority. You have the authority. You have that Holy Spirit in you. The fact that you called in, the fact that you called in and you're displaying your desire, you're seeing that the condition that you're in and you're seeing that you want change, just that fact that lets you know that it's in you. You want to do it. You want to do it. It's already in you. It's not like I had to tell you that, hey, you need to snap out of this. You need to do this. You know, because there is another spirit that's working in you. There is another spirit, and that spirit is the spirit of God that's working in you, that is breaking you, is trying to break you free from this spirit of depression. So we come against this spirit, right now, in Jesus' name. We have the power, we have the authority to come against this spirit that took advantage of this wound that was left open from the death of your sister. This will not happen to you. What happened to her, this will not happen. One person is gone, but you're still alive. You're still alive. You're still functioning. You're still able. You're still moving. You're still alive. You're still alive. Don't respond to the spirit of death that is hovering over you. Don't respond to the spirit of depression that's trying to drag you down. Come in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Roko taraka sarakote de kese, reke te reke toroko sorotota, reke te karaki sorotote, kese reke
just how you were just praying right now. Just open up your mouth. Open up your mouth and let the worship just flow out. Play your worship music. Play worship music throughout the night, throughout your household. Play the worship music. Just play continuous praise and worship song around your house all day, all night. Whether you feel like praising, whether you feel like worshiping, just worship. Just worship. Read the Psalms. Read the Psalms. You know, get up in the morning, read the Psalms. Just run through the Psalms. Just read it and don't read it without speaking. Read it out loud. Read it out loud. Okay. Let your mouth open. Train your mouth to open up. Open up. Open up. Whether you feel it or not, because the tongue is the muscle. The tongue is the muscle. The tongue is the muscle that affects the body. The tongue is the muscle that affects the body. Don't speak what you think. Speak the truth. Speak the faith. Don't speak what the devil is speaking to you, but speak what God is speaking to you. Speak the faith. Speak faith until it happens. Speak it until it happens. Speak it until it happens. Speak it until it happens. Use your mouth. God gave you the power. God gave you the power. Use your mouth. Use your mouth to direct your life. Use it every morning. Say, I'm getting up. I'm going to get up. I'm going to take a bath. I'm going to get, I don't care if you got nowhere to go. Get up, brush your teeth, get your hair done, take a bath, pray, read the verse out loud, and just praise and worship God. Just dance, shake your body, move, let God operate. Let God operate, and you'll see God operate mightily in your life, mightily in your life. This is just a setback. This is just a setback. It's just something that happened in your life, and the devil has taken advantage. But we come against that tonight. From here on out, things change. Things change. Things change. Things change. Amen. So we just pray for you, and we just let God and the Holy Spirit guide you tonight. And I just believe that even once we get off this phone, it's not over, that God will speak to you tonight. Amen. That God, you will have an encounter with God tonight.
Yes, Lord.
That
yes.
It has nothing to do with us. We'll go on our way. We'll get off this call. We'll get off this show. But God is not finished with you. Yes. God is not done with you tonight. And so just keep your spirit open and wait to hear from God. Wait to see what God want to do in your life, because he still want to do something mighty. Something mighty. You're a beautiful child of God. You're a beautiful child of God. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. You know, we all deal with setbacks. We all deal with losses in our lives. And we all deal with it differently. But this is not the end of you. This is not the end of you. This is not where it stops. Okay? So I just want to pour that into your life. And I just feel like, man, God is going to do something in your life tonight. And I'm just praying that he does. I'm just praying that God, just do it. Just do it. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. All right. So I'll next time, man, I'll be expecting to hear from you joyful and you
yes.
giving me a boost.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You have a good night.
You too. God bless.
God bless. Amen. All right. Well, let me give out the number one more time. The number is 319-527-6027. 319-527-6027. Let me see. Yeah, so if you do want to call, if you want to call for prayer, anything that's on your mind, just press 1. As soon as you call in, just press 1. And that way we'll see your hands up, and then we can go ahead and select you and pray for you. Let me see. I have a number here. I'm not sure. Let me see. 754-240-240-240-240-240. Yeah, actually, that was my number that I called in.
You know, I had that song in mind. You know, since we're praying for, you know, the sick, I feel like God put this song in my heart. There is power in the name of Jesus. We just want God to break every chain tonight.
Break every chain.
From people going through, waiting on God to do something for them. I know Latrice called in for unspoken prayers, praying for Mimi, praying for Ashley. So we're praying for God to break every chain, whatever chain it may be. So God just put this song in my heart.
Mm.
If you can just play it as we
okay.
Getting ready before we go.
All right, 1 second, let me see.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. There is an army rising up. There is an army rising up.
Dominant Jesus. Come bring his name into the nation. Respond, somebody. Shout the name Jesus.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Jesus, Somebody shout Jesus. Somebody shout Jesus. Somebody shout Jesus.
Power is, and is in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. So we're just praying, man, praying for all the chains to be broken over God's people's lives, you know. And you know, that's where the show tonight turned to. It just turned to you know, the spirit just changed, and it just directed us in that particular movement as far as chains being broken in people's lives, in God's people's lives. And that's what we're praying for tonight, that chains will be broken tonight, that things will change tonight, you know. And the Spirit of God is moving in each and every one of our lives tonight. So I'm believing for that. I'm believing for testimonies. I'm believing for any blockage to be removed, any hindrances, any chains, anything that's holding God's people back. We coming in Jesus' name. We pleading the blood of Jesus on each and everyone that's listening to this call tonight, that's on the call, that called in for prayer. We calling for change. We calling for movement in everyone's lives, that we truly believe that the chains are broken. The chains are broken. They have been broken. And just understand that we have the victory. It's not just words. It's not just us saying it. We have the victory. You know, we on the winning side, you know. So the devil will continue to spread lies and tell lies through our thoughts because of things that we have done, mistakes that we have made, or wounds that we have. But I come here tonight to let you guys know that Jesus died on the cross to break these chains that's over our lives, to set us free from these things that hinder us and that come against us, that we are children of God, and we have the victory. We have the authority to attack these things that's attacking us. So I come against anything that might be attacking you. We all have different situations. We all have different demonic spirits that is attacking us. So I come against any demonic spirits, anything that's not of God, that's attacking the children of God right now. We come against them. We cast them out by the sound of my voice. We call you out right now. Right now, any chains, any hindrance that's coming against God's people, we come against it right now. We break every chain, every single chain tonight, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. You guys are free. You guys are free. Jesus said that he came to set the captives free. He came to set us free by the work that he did on the cross, his blood, him dying. He set us free. Do not let the devil put us back in chain. Do not let the enemy set us back, because we are free. We are free. So I just felt like saying that tonight for each and every one of us that's on the call, that's listening, that's dealing with different situations, different burdens. We have the victory. Mm-hmm. We have the victory, you know. And so I just thank you guys for, you know, calling in tonight. Listening in and praying with us. Some people that's on the line, they didn't press one, but they prayed along with us while we prayed for others. And we prayed as a family. We prayed as a unit, as a team. And I just believe that God is doing great things in everybody's life. Everyone that called in for prayer, I believe that God is moving. God is doing some things. God is, blessing us. You know, so just have that spirit of expectancy. Have that spirit of expectancy tonight that God is going to do something great. That's my son that's waking up right now. And I thank God for that he allowed him to sleep while we did the show. But I just feel, I feel like God is just moving. He's just moving. He's just doing some great things in our lives. And just have that spirit of expectancy. I know sometimes things get dull and everything is the same old thing and nothing changes. But don't lose your hope. Have that spirit of expectancy. The same thing that God did in your life in the past, God have greater things to do in your life right now. There's bigger and better things that God want to do. And he's not done. He's not finished. He's not finished. The fact that the devil is fighting you, it proves that God is not finished. He still want to work in your life. The devil would not be fighting you if God was not working in your life. So understand that the devil is fighting for a reason. There will be no reason for the devil to fight in your life and try to hold you down and try to keep you from reaching a destination if it didn't mean anything. So I just want to speak that and let you guys know that keep fighting, keep pushing, that God is still on the throne. He want to do something great in your life, something real great. You want to move in your life. Don't let the devil steal that. Don't let the devil keep speaking in your ears and holding you back with whatever thoughts that he's placing in your mind. We have the power over these thoughts. We have the power over the devil that's speaking in us. All these imagination, all these crazy dreams and everything, and that we cast them out. We cast them out. We speak against them. We stand against them. We have the authority. God gave you the authority. He gave you the keys. You know, so use it. Use it. Use it with your mouth. When the kingdom of God, the way we fight is through the mouth, through our testimonies, through our prayers. That's where the power lies, through the words, the word of God. So I just thank you guys once again. This was a beautiful night. I enjoyed this show. I enjoyed praying for the people of God, praying with you guys. I got blessed tremendously. Right now, we don't have anybody else with their hands up. Before we leave, just in case, if you want prayer, you want to say anything, just press 1, 319-527-6027. So, you know, that was the show tonight. And we just thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for being on the show with us and calling in and pressing 1. Yeah, it was definitely a pleasure. Yeah. And any last words you'd like to say, Tanya?
No, just, you know, let's keep God first. Always keep God first. Again, remember our topic was
the decision.
You know, the decision that we make. Always invite the Holy Spirit in everything you do. I've seen the fruit of inviting the Holy Spirit in everything that I do. So I know, you know, so there are certain decisions that I'm reaping right now, and I can say by the grace of God, I'm not perfect, but one thing I always try to do is to invite the Holy Spirit. So whatever decision you're making, just make sure you invite God into it. And if you have that gut feeling about something you're going to do and then you feel like it's wrong, just know that it's the Holy Spirit that's telling you it's wrong.
Mm.
So again, remember that verse also, that you reap what you sow. Again, just stay in the word. The only thing that can help you fight with your sins, because again, we're all sinners. We're not perfect, but the only thing I can guarantee you, if you live in a life and you have the Holy Spirit, I guarantee you, the Holy Spirit will move you away from those bad decisions, will move you away from making that choice that can impact, you know, you for the rest of your life. So I love you all. It was a pleasure just, you know, speaking to each one of you. Every time we do the show, we blessed by it too. It's not just you guys we're praying for, or you guys are blessed, or we feel blessed. So it was just a pleasure being with you all. I'm praying for you all, each prayer request. And I just pray for God just to move in, you know, into each one of you lives and for you guys to come with a testimony in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Well, that was the show for tonight. And just thank you guys and everyone. Have a good night. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. And God bless, man. God bless. And once again, I'll leave you with this. God is going to do some amazing things in your lives. The people that's listening in, the people that called in, the people that called in for prayer, that God is going to do some stuff. God is going to move in your life. And I just feel the excitement of God really doing it and making some changes in your lives. And just like Tanya said, I just can't wait to hear like different testimonies of what God is doing, the things that how God is moving in your lives and things like that. So once again, man, be blessed. Have a great night, man. I love you guys. All right. Love you. Love Randy. Love everyone that does the show. And God bless.
Amen.